The minigames, and they drop them to go to the oil. The prophet says, Talmudim of Yeshua, Baholei Tzadikim, and there's a tight in the oil of a tzadik, when one daven, the tzadik Yeshua. But there's also Rina, Baholei Tzadikim. And Svarim HaTzadikim tight, Rina Tarkinashu, Losh and Simcha, joy, when the Shafiach and the Kever of a tzadik, there's his Dabkut, there's a Chosbis, there's his Kachut, which is established. But there's also Rina from the Loshin, Kumi Rini Balaila, the Jatmur, Shikhi Kamayim Libet. It's sometimes a very, very painful situation. And someone who, the Bidhi Kinevet of Ali Lula writes that someone who doesn't feel the depth of agony, of pain, is the Charaya that was a Chil, he wasn't in the Kusha. And Aveda the Chosid on Yitzvah is really whether you're in by the Oil Mamish, whether you're here in London, the Dimish Bateya, connecting ourselves, our Ruach, our Neshama, to the Rebbe. That's the Aveda the Chosid in the Zohar Shvi. Even though we're here, the Shmuel Levitin once mentioned, he once told the story that the Kapis the Rebbe, the Magen Ovid, once came to Lubavitch, to the Oil of the Tzemach Tzedek. He went and came to the Oil, eventually he left, and he went to the Rebbe Marash. And he had a very long face, he looked very, very sad, very depressed, very melancholy. And the Rebbe Marash asked him, why are you so cold? And he said, he went to the Zayda's oil, and the Zayda wasn't there. And the Rebbe Marash laughed and he said, because the Zayda was by father, and I said it was by me. The Avodah of going to the oil of being a kusher to the tzaddik is not only kipshutah, but if you take a minor on your track of the Rebbe, where there's a no nafshi k'sovis Yehovah. In any which way, each of us in our own personal manner have tried the last 24 hours to become closer, more connected to the Rebbe. To make a cheshbon tzedek. The inyan of Yitzvah is Malchus Be'Rotzin Kibu Aleihem. The call this time of the year Shvat is the inyan of a tzachshu, of renewal in nature, of the tree. The Tzipashim, Yod Tzchiyas HaMesim, Old Yoshim, Yikan Rebbe Tzchiyas HaMesim in HaFeirah. When the Mitzvahim were journeying after the Jews that had inevitably appeared to call Israel, the Tsar of Mitzrayim was transformed into the Tsar of the Mason. And since each Makkah was negotiated for a foe, therefore it brought an extra chayyus, an extra passion in the Avodah Hashem, in the Avodah Hashem. And therefore the Avodah of Yitzvah, the Avodah of this time of the year, of the Rabbi Sudak spoke about, the Gan, the meaning of the letter Tzadik, to connect the letter of the month of Shvat, it says, Himlich is Tzadik to Shvat. Tzadik is the meaning of Tzemach Tzemachi. Kol Eitz Agan, Kol Eitz Asod, the Tzemachi Mashiach. There's any of Tzmicha, Tzemach Tzemachi in the month of Shvat, of a renewal of Chayis. You know, in the Galician world, there's a sport, you wouldn't know it here in Tzapril, called football. There was once a manager in Liverpool, Bill Shankly, who once said, some people think that football is a matter of life and death, but I can assure you it's much more serious than that. I remember there was a famous manager when I grew up in America called Vince Lombardi. And before each game in the dugout, in the locker room, he would warn his players, either you're fired with enthusiasm, or you'll be fired with enthusiasm. There are pocket things in life which are more important than life and death itself. To be or not to be is not the ultimate question. A chassid on Yitzvah asks himself, what will I be? Mit was, with what, how am I mekusher to the Rebbe? Tell a story. The second Belzer Rebbe, Sheila Belzer, went to the Kedah of his father, the first Belzer Rebbe, Bashan, when is your son? And he approached with an entourage of a siddim, and as he approached his father's Kedah, he reminded himself of a story, which he told the siddim who were present. That there once was a family who never had no children for many years, and they went to the Holy Baal Shem, who gave them a bracha of the Zarech of Hekayon. And Baruch Hashem, they had a child, and a few years later, Nebuch, that child who was born with the Baal Shem, this bracha, suddenly passed away. And the father and mother were so tzibrachim, they took their dead child, and they brought the dead child to the grave of the Baal Shem. And to Rebbe, here is the child who was conceived, who was born with your bracha, nah! And they left the child at the Baal Shem Tov's grave. And at that moment in Shemayim, there was a rash. The angels were quaking. And it was decided that we're going to get miraculously that child. There'll be chiyas ha'nesim for that child. He'll be resurrected. And after he came back to life, the Baal Shem Tov came to that child and said, go fast, shrai, tate, tate. His father was leaving the cemetery. Go and scream, father, father. Before your father goes too fast, you won't be able to catch up with him. And the Belzer Rebbe said, when you go to an oil, you go to a cave of a chavli, there has to be a bechina from chiyas hamesim from the chavli, and the chavli has to shrei kachet kachet. The ikur of yukshvach has to be eskashus in the heart of a chavli, to become a different person. I often say, the chiddush is born with the law that there's a minute of two bishvach, and chamisha also bishvach, one prays for an esed. Took last year, I heard from Yitzhak Yishalayim. He tells me there are four things we pray for in davening, which we ask not only for the blessing, but we ask for the blessing should be b'shleimus. We speak about emunah shleimus. We speak about shuvah shleimus. Shuvah shleimus. We speak about refuah shleimus and geulah shleimus. And the roshachavus of these four concepts is Esther. But on the simplest level, an Esther we all know represents a yiddish heart. And in Yitzchak, a chassid has to cry out for a pure, clean heart that is mekushet to the Rabbi Seder Medeinu. A chassid has to cry out in Yitzchak, as I always say, Balashim, a sword of Mitzachrin Shvishar Mechamer. Nitzchak, you have to be silent about Mashiach Ben Yosef and Mashiach Ben Dov. You know the famous story that Rebbe brings in Rishimus, that Mitzoyis in Chassidah, Dr. Kuntes, when the Rebbe was about to be arrested, so in the middle of the night, the celebrated chassid of Shmuel Munkis knocked on the door of the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe, like, you know, he has to come pumped in the middle of the night. He has to come into me. And Shmuel Munkis said, I didn't know there's such a concept as a night by Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe let Shmuel Munkis in. And he explained to him the gravity, the severity of the situation. The authorities are about to arrest him. And everyone knows what Shmuel Munkis told the Alter Rebbe. If you're an Rebbe, you have nothing to worry about. But it means having to take away the Gishmak from the Mazda from so many thousands of Jews. But the Rebbe writes in the Rishimah, he doesn't say what it was. It was a story, a Meisah, that Shmuel Munkis told the Alter Rebbe. What was the Meisah? Apparently, Remendel Betevsker, the Alter Rebbe's Hamchover of Remendel Betevsker, he had an inyan, he would always spend Chagash Pesach with the Magid. And there was a Balagolin Vitesk who would bring him for free, no charge, would bring him from Vitesk to the market. One year, suddenly business was very, very bad. And he Pasha couldn't afford to get off the toilet to spend the time bringing the Remendel to the message. What should he do? To Remendel Vitesk, an apple became, you have two horses which slept your wagon. Sell one of your horses. The proceeds of that sale give to your wife to buy the necessities for Pesach, and you bring me to the market. Okay, the Rebbe Hayes, he took it. But they said, if you have a carriage with only one horse, it's a gate of the goods. Right? Having a very, very difficult time. Finally, they come to a mountain. They're on top of the mountain. They have to go down the steep slope, downward. And he went, trying to go very, very slow to keep the horse, you know, down. And the Rebbe Hayes, go fast, hurry. Okay, the Rebbe Hayes, he let go of the reins, and the horse rushed they took, very little horsepower to hold it back, and it managed to crash into the window of the local, Mamash Murphy's Law, it crashes into the window of the local Poros town. The Poros sees this, he comes out with a revolver, with a gun, they want to shoot the perpetrator of the crime. So the wagon driver, the Balagula, says, it wasn't me, it was him, the rabbi, he told me to go. So he's about to take the rifle and shoot the men of the pastor, and he's about to do so, his hand miraculously became paralyzed. And he realized that he's dealing with an Ishalikim Kodesh, Chesed of Nish, and he beseeched him, please Rabbi, pray for my recovery. He prayed for recovery and they're off on their merry way. And as they were journeying from the town, Remendel the Pesker asked the wagon driver, tell me, why did you point to me? What would have happened, Taka, if the Torah would have shot me? He says, no, that's winning. I don't have two pennies to rub together for paper. You told me to sell my horse, which not as happy to present my income. To sell it? I did so. But coming out of steep mountain, Rebbe, you told me to hurry? I did so. But if you're going to be saved, it's this. When I finish the cookie. I thought of the story, say I was driving, coming down the train from Manchester, and I thought of the story. And has it developed a moral for us on your truck? Number one, the obvious message, is by a Rebbe is in a Dokai Nachas. The Bendel used to say, Hamahar Acher Rabbi. A person thinks that after Gimel Tamar is Acher Rabbi, Hamahar Acher Ashkina. On the other hand, there's a message that a person goes to the oil, in whichever manner a person goes from the Kushan to the Rebbe, with a Taina. The Rebbe told us to go and shlich. The Rebbe told us to be moyus in houses, to give up, whatever. We did so. The Rebbe told us, let's go to a Mashiach and hurry. We did so. And therefore, Yeshua, the Chosid cried out to see the Rebbe, Tiach, Rebbe, Yekayeh, to see the Shrek. And if over, Kol HaKosir, over Kayeh, Vadayim Lo Yishon, it's we who have to make a Chesed and a Nefesh, where we are citizens of the Rebbe. Where did we go wrong? Famous story before Yeshua, and Rebbe Kavanovsky, had a dream, and the Greek Rebbe told him, Matitzeku Evai, Dabra, speak to the Rebbe, be so, inform to the Guru. It's volume says, Matitzeku Evai, Batiku Talinus. And the Rosh Hashanahs are endless. And the Svarim types, when do you know when something is endless? Batiku Talinus. When the Hatoka, when the Hazoza, when you see that people move and change, when they make a Chesbin and effort. And therefore, the Reno, the Takatarsi Mashal, that a Yid, a Chosid, feels uplifted on your child. He feels this Reno, the closeness to the Rebbe. They always say it's expect behind the Bachar in 770, the Rebbe would come. Any normal sane Bachar would run 1,000 miles. But after Gimel Tammuz, I think that the second Svarim equation, the Avoid to the end of Golos, is an Avoid of Avo. Who may be Goyal, may be Neir Mashal, be Avo. Says the Svarim, that's why before Mashiach, the Yirich Chet Mimosu. In the Avoid of Avoid of Avo. Every Chosid has to be conveyed at a time. The Pasha needs to convey it within himself and his family, his children. A Pasha to have of his holiness to the Rebbe. A Lipsha to the Rebbe. The Zuchid, the Mishra Nefesh, the Chav, the Chsod in the Rebbe, the Tzul. And when I have to ask myself, everyone knows the story where the Alter Rebbe overheard his Rebbe speaking to another woman. One woman was saying, mine is up, my husband says Adoy. And the Alter Rebbe said, mine is up. And the Rebbe fell on the floor and he said, with one mitzvah she calls me minor. How many mitzvahs do I need to be called to be connected to the Rebbe Yishlom? And then you try to come to that thing, how do we become minor to the Rebbe? With what are we connected to the Rebbe? Let me explain what I mean. Have a son, last year he was learning Yishalayim in Tegasemis. And Baruch Hashem, he had to strap with all different types of people. And he made a whole chabura of Polish Yid, fine Yid, holy Jews, who were involved in Chassidus Chabad. The Bekiyas in Chassidus Chabad was incredible. They used to learn together every time, doing all Chabud. I was speaking to him how he was successful with this group. And give me good moments. They tell me a Chabad, a new man, the Machnok Kechosin. So I asked him, how does this fellow with a Shreimah, the Machnok Kechosin, how does he relate to learning Chassidus Chabad? He writes, the Rebbe, so the fellow tells him, Ebbets the fellow, and he tells him, you know, I'm a Machnovke Chosid, so I follow the Machnovke Rebbe. Because the Machnovke Rebbe is the Rebbe of all Machnovke Chosid. A Brizal Babich Rebbe is the Rebbe for the whole world. So why is it a Chosid? The fellow couldn't understand what was the problem. I was just in New York, you just kissed me. There was a Mesiba in Hechel Menachem. 1,000 Polish Yidden Mishleim left out there. And I met an old Chavra of mine, he was a Machav Nur, and said, so I was sitting there, Shmuley hadn't seen this fellow for 30 years. He's not a Babacher at all. But he said, here's Chabur and Ervidas, they went with the Mashiach of Ervidas, they went to Eretz Yisrael for the summer. They went to Eretz Yisrael, they went to Yerushalayim, they wanted to go to Chesed. From Yitzhak Yankin and Shein Yid. So the Mashiach told him, Yankin decided there's no Indian to go to Chesed. All this is not a little Babacher told him. All the Shefa, all the brothers that have to come down into the world, he goes to Oyel and Yerushalayim. There's not a Babacher told him. And his water chesed goes twice a month. It's not it. The regular thing. This is not a Babacher at all. The Rebbe is Sakon Ends. The Rebbe is the Rebbe of the world. That teaches me an important lesson. That I have no right to hijack the Rebbe. And to place it in my narrow sphere, my straitjacket. I understand. The Rebbe of the world. But then I have to ask myself, in what way am I, as a Babacher chesed, different than that Machnovke chesed, who learns chesed, who understands the godliness, the malchus of the Rebbe? In what way am I different? What is the unique role of my discussion to the Rebbe? To anyone else? There's a philosopher in Chassidus. This is a very simple answer. It's well known that the Chassidus Rabbanim is a Pesh Ayin, where the Russian government wanted to intervene in religious affairs, and the Rebbe Mishnah famously gave a famous Russia that only Argufin went into Galus, etc. And when he finished, he fainted, he chalash. And afterwards, Rechaya Brisker, who politically, philosophically, was very, very close
with the death of Ishmael. In fact, I once heard from Rebbe Lutkin that he was in Lubavitch actually when the telegram came in Lubavitch that of Chaim Brisker is Avech. And the Rebbe Ishmael was in Uslan, and the Friedrich Rebbe received the telegram, and I heard it from the man who saw it. He said the Friedrich Rebbe fell to the floor and cried on the floor for half an hour. Right? The Chaim Brisker came into the Rebbe Rashab and said, Lubavitch Rebbe, we tried as much as possible, we can't do anymore. And the Rebbe Nishmael gave the famous parable. There's a difference between an employer and an employee. Someone works in the store, he does his abuida, the mesira and the sina, with integrity, he works hard, he gives it all he got. But at 9 to 5, when the door is closed, come on, he goes home, the shachna of Arva Nishmael, it's sleep peaceful. But if you're a member of if you're the employer, it's your geshef, it's your geld at the end of the day, you don't sleep. You don't care if Ayyus Rahman Katra, you have an excuse for that. You're part of the management team. That was the difference the way the Rebbe Nishmael did, that by saying the same looked at. If I'm a chassid of the Rebbe, then I have to feel also I'm part of the employer, not part of the man, I'm just an employee, not just an Rebbe. In other words, you know, the Friedrich Rebbe once sent a group of Tzvimim who came from Matvotsk. Actually, they went through his magic, all the Gehenna in this world. They ended up in America. They wanted to spend some time after all the Hakakot. They wanted to spend some time in 770. And the Friedrich Rebbe immediately sent them a Shlichasan. And they felt a bit, the Rebbe hates, they have no prayer, but they felt a bit surprised. And the Baal HaLulah, the Friedrich Rebbe told them, an aver, an organ, a limb of one's body, one doesn't have to ask. Very similarly, in Pachreish Pei Beis, when the communists began oppressing Yiddishkeit, the Friedrich Rebbe took 9 of the Sidim, and he made them swear that they'll fight for Yiddishkeit from the last drop of blood. Eventually, they got cold feet, you know? It doesn't mean literally, it's all over. So they asked Reb Chacha Fagin to go and find out what's going to be in the end, what's our fate. And Reb Chacha Fagin went into the Friedrich Rebbe, and he said, I don't understand, said the Friedrich Rebbe. If in the heart there's no fear, how could there then be fear in any one of the limbs? I often explain when I deal with couples or want to get married, why should a person get married today? What's a person getting married? They take 10 minutes and say a woman needs a husband like a fish needs a bison. Yeah? Men say today, what's the difference between a wife and a mother? A mother demands your life or your money, your wife demands both. So why should anyone get married? Why do people get married? But all to give a simple parable, which Chazan Kal understands. Imagine there's a scientific, biological revolution, and suddenly scientists are able to add a third arm to your body. And you think to yourself, hey, that's gizbaldi. Imagine how much you could achieve if you had a third arm. You could, how many things you could schlep, play piano with three arms, you could smack your kid, walk your head. There's so many things you could do if you have three arms. They give you a 90-day guarantee, if you're satisfied, not money back. The guy says, okay, I'll go for it. He has a third arm, right? Everything is going fine, until one day the arm doesn't wake up, and the other day it's groggy, and it's cresting, and the other day says, the third arm says that you don't love me as much as you love the other two arms. And the guy says to himself, but who needs this son? And that's what happens in marriage. They say marriage is like a bat, not the hot ones get used to it. Because a person views their spouse, I am I, for better or for worse. Someone else comes into my life, it's a third arm. It's something added upon my identity, by the way. But imagine if you viewed your spouse not as a third arm, but as a second arm, as part of your identity. Sometimes as part of a body gives you a pain, but nevertheless you keep on with it. How does a chassid look after that? It's not something super added to it. I am I. A chassid and also the Babbage chassid. A true chassid, his discussion to the Rebbe, is his identity. It's who he is. And how do I know? Because wherever he goes, he reflects it. Every little child is told the story of Shmuel Munkin, who was making kumtin, and he turned himself upside down in front of the Rebbe's house, and he explained why crazy Anoka, and he explained in front of a shoemaker, there's a shoe in the window, and in front of a tailor, there's a suit in the window, in front of a Rebbe's house, there's a chassid hanging in the window. What's that? A chassid. What's going on here? A chassid has the achrayis of being a duk mechayi, a representative wherever he goes of the Rebbe. The rogue who am your orech, shame avay nikro lech. That's the Sforim HaKadoshim. Shame Hashem nikro lech, the Rosh Hashanah, is tzadik his son, Oyun. A chassid, wherever he goes, carries that he's connected to the Rebbe.
And therefore, it's not what the Rebbe can do for me, what Moishim a Rebbe could pull off for me, or even how Adrochen Ruchni is the Rebbe could give. A Chazer has an Achrayi is the Rebbe. The Bidi Gebbe writes in one of the Rishimas of how a Rebbe called over a Chazer who was the Kusher in the Levin Nefesh. And he says he had a Bakosher from him, from the Nekuta, the depth of his heart, the Rebbe asked him. If you do me this favor, I'll remember it in this world and the world to come. I'll always remember your favor. Keep it not you. My soul is in the point with this Bakosher. What is it? Zed, I'll give you all my money. I'll give you Moser Nefesh. The Rebbe says, I don't need your money. I don't need your Mesivas Nefesh. I want your Mesivas Haros. To give your will over to me. In what way? To make a Chassid for me. And the Chassid says, in what way can I make a Chassid? How can I do that? And the Rebbe explained that with who you are on Toga, to the way you act, to the way you serve as a dugma of a Lubavitcher, of a Chassid, that's how you lose your efforts to the Rebbe. In other words, the relationship of a Chassid has to be something benefish. Grunim and Lubavitch once told the Rebbe Shmuel, they said, Maisa, that the Kodesh Rebbe once said, a Chassid American group, I don't have a body. I don't have a body. And his son was holding his hand and said, but Tata, I feel a body. And he said, and the Kodesh the Magid said, because you tap smitten group. Because you use your hand to feel, therefore you feel a body. A Chassid connection to a Rebbe's life is Ruchni. A Chassid connection to the Rebbe has to be a Ruchniistic connection. I think perhaps one can say that everyone knows that the 12 months of the year correspond to the 12 Shvatim. In Kitzvei Arizal, Chodesh Shvat is connected to the Shevet Osher. Osher was blessed, Baruch Mibonim, Osher is Rashi, she has been noise with noise. All Shmuz are pronounced, Noshim, but it's Hergish Nenu, people who feel, Bino, Lahovin Dover Mitoko. Osher, Aleph, Shin Reish, which is an interesting word. Switch around the letters, you get the word Rush. We've been dealing in the parsha the last few weeks with our Sora Machis. In that also we say Rabbi Yehuda gave a symbol. Hayanusin Bohem Simon. The Tzach Hadash Vachav. The Tzach Hadash Vachav is Gimatria Osher. Gimatria Rosh. Which is also the Gimatria Mavu Mitzrayim Tler. Biyachadot Lu Vizroyim Nituyim. There's something about this Osher, Stroke Rosh, which seems to be important. Says in Svorim, there's a Medrash, a Chazal which says, the Eibach says to Chal Yisroel, Atem Soinai V'Ani Roi. You are my sheep, and I am the shepherd. Atem Bonai V'Ani Av. You are my children, I am the father. Atem Karmi V'Ani Shoinu. You are the orchard, and I am the watchman. And the Rosh Tevis of Roi, Av, and Shoinu is Rosh, Osher. And I think there's a lesson here for us. It's connected to the month of Shvat, Osher, which is connected to all of this in the Rebbe's name of Rebbe. There's a bechinah from a Rebbe as a Ruya. A Ruya to all Klal Yisrael. That applies to everyone. That applies to Machnos Yisrael. That applies to the world. A Chabad Chosid has two other obligations. He has an obligation to the Rebbe as an Av, as a Ben to an Av, which is a personal obligation. And he has an obligation to be anointed to the Shoiner of the Rebbe's Keren, the Rebbe's institution, the Rebbe's Moses. And only when you have all three together, the Rebbe as a Murderer, as a Rav, as a Mashpi, as for everyone, the Rebbe as a Tatar, the Rebbe as a Shoiner of the Keren Chabad, right? Then you have the word Rosh Demiluah. Rosh Demiluah is the Gimati, the Akim, the Vinkim, the Kemal, the Gehim, the Kayim, the Kamayim. And that's why even the word Yisrael, what's the middle letters of the word Yisrael? Rosh. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And therefore I think if you, in numerous sikhas of the Rebbe, one sees that the Rebbe walks a tightrope, so to speak, tries to balance this paradox between the role of the tzibur and the role of the yochid. To use Rav Soloveitchik's famous terminology, b'soich ha-yochid v'ha-yachad. On one hand, the Chassid has the obligation, the Chabal said, from the Pasuk, Al Kein Yoyru HaMoishlim, HaMoishlim B'Yitzrael, Voyu V'Nachshim Cheshboini Shal Oilu, Hefzid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Tzchara Veyru Keneged Hefzeda, and like Oysa Kein Tibonim Mitzvah. And the Sforim asked, is this Mishnah's decision to make a Hefzid to the reward, the loss,
the ratio of the value, and disclosing it. Over a year, you have not to make your own personal cheshbon and how much Levyosin you'll get out of Achameh Adas and Shonim. So you'll be a goon or Rashi Ba'ad. But you've been Nachshon cheshbon and shall oiva. And you have to know that every mitzvah you do, you do it, you machli Achmeh v'kol el kuli, and maybe Rav HaFazolah, to the entire, to all of humanity. The cheshbon and shall oiva. And therefore, if a person, it's what I'm saying, if a person wants to be a sweet person, you have to be like sugar. And you know what happens when you put sugar in a drink in your coffee? It dissolves. A person has to be misbattled, the yochid has to be misbattled itself to the cloud, to work for the moses, to work for the rebbes and yodim. On the other hand, they once went to shul, they were advertising for a rabbi, and the requirement is at least for one hand the rabbi. Every time you ask a rabbi a shayla, so he's on the one hand azoya and the other hand azoya. But life is paradoxical. The Rebbe's shita always was that the tzibur is not machriya the yochid, it doesn't dissolve and nullify the yochid, nor does the yochid override the tzibur. There's a balance to be brought. The last maimer the Rebbe gave out, Leis Atzer, after the Tazer, the Rebbe speaks of how the Moshe Rabbeinu said the Chaldor Vador is mekasher the neshama, the person to the etzem ha-neshama, the etzem ha-mun. And then the Rebbe explains that there's even a higher level within the person. Not only is there in your kosis that a person kosis that I've explained, a person is subrochen, he's depressed, he's kvesh. Why? He's a chayla because it's only on 49 madregas of kedusha. He doesn't see the transcendent, the messianic level, the 50th level. He's kosis, and the Rebbe explains that that kosis, that subrochenkeit, is even a greater gilui of the neshama than the neshama which comes down through mesirat nefesh b'poyel, because mesirat nefesh b'poyel arouses the etzem haneshama. But it doesn't connect to the koichasnimi of a person. A person's seichel, a person's midas. Siddham always said, a beinoni is the union of gvul. Limitation. The ha-beinoni, the over ha-beinoni yomo. But gvul is limited within that, with the parameters. A tzadik is the union of bilti balfu. Higher, unlimited. A rebbe is the union to be mamshik bilti balfu, the infinite, the transcendent into this world, into the gvul. And therefore, at the same time, the Rebbe demanded that a person have bachar after shi'ifus. A person is judged by a kama mavet zu ozer. Who is a person? What is the mahus, the essence of a person? Who he wants to be? The Rebbe demanded that a bachar should go through Shabbos, a bachar should know nigla, a bachar should daven b'avoda, that a bachar should have midas tovim. That wherever you go, you become a sterling dugma of what the Bavach stands for. The Rebbe didn't tell me that malchus. Malchus demands everything. From top to bottom. If I had time to be hours late, I would try to explain this. I'll be pushing Nigel in this parasha. I got no time. But the Nikudas had over, which I would have said, well, at the end of the parasha, deal with the mitzvah, Mechias HaMolek. And the famous Shaila, which is born and asked, at the end of the Pasuk, Yadu, Kei Zuki, Melchama, Hashem, HaMolek, we there, is a famous message, where the message says, Omer Abelazer, Nishba, Kodesh, Borosu, the Kizyakov, Chulas, Shem Yovei, Echem, Nikol, Umas, it's the prohibition you're not allowed to accept converts from the nation of Amalek. And the $64,000 question, there are literally hundreds of sforim which deal with this question. Or if I say, how do you find it in the Gilas Esther? It says, there were Amalekim that were Megayim. And furthermore, the Gemara says, Gitin and Sanhedrin, they bono Shalman, love the Torah, and they rap. And elsewhere, the Gemara faces the Gemara, but you don't have to bring that. Rebbe's friend Antonius converted to Yiddishkeit, and according to Sefer Chinuch, he's from Zer Amalek. The thousands of ends of giving. I got into Lombard, I got the Pinehurst. The Nekudah is, I want to explain to the Grey Arnichus, that the end is there's two Gidorim in the Chias Amalek. The Rav Shavar explains, based on the same Rebbe's idea, by other nations of the world, the Yochid, we don't, when we deal with an Amalek, with a Knani, we don't deal with the individual Knani as an individual. His identity is subsumed in the tzibur, in the nation to whom he belongs. It's a name, we deal with the nation of Canaan. The individual has no importance. The Maila of Klal Yisrael is that not only do we deal with the tzibur, we also deal with the individual. Not the yochid is bottled to the tzibur, not the tzibur subsumed and destroys and annuls the yochid. There's a balance here. Amalek, which is the zel of umazel, and Ishan Koyim says in Rav Shogar, has both qualities. Both of the individual and the nation, just like Zel Umazeh from Klal Yisrael. And this is the idea that all of us, there was once an Italian philosopher in the 15th century who once said, And they say that beauty, like contact lenses, is the eyes of the beholder. They came up with an objective definition of beauty. He said beauty is the adjustment of all part proportions, so that one cannot change or alter or subtract or add without impairing the harmony of the whole. A chassid, by definition, has to be a beautiful person. Arak, tuichli, kibara, inside, outside. And therefore, when one realizes what the Rebbe demands from us, and the debt that each one of us here owes the Rebbe, and you start with mechazik aras kasha to the Rebbe, by learning the Rebbe's maimorim every day, by doing the inyonim of the Rebbe. And we also know, as I said last time I was here in London, Shvat, Ashti Yosef Chodesh, Ve'achal Chodesh, the Pasuk says, Hoyu Moshe Bayer HaSafir HaZoyis. Moshe explained the Torah comes from, which is the Gimatria, the Spashtusa, the Moshe, the Valdor, the Doro, which is also the Gimatria, the Valiyah, Adas, Hashem, the Tzayin, Hashem, and Rebbe. Do you realize that the Rebbe is with us? Akev, Adarab. It's much easier today to get an ahava, a connection, a closeness to the Rebbe. But as the Friedrich Rebbe once said, today it's more negay than ever before. And to balance one's devotion to the group, to the community, to one's devotion to one's own self-growth and development, in Nigla, in Chassidus, in Avodah Zarah, in Midas Tovus, that wherever you go, I remember when I was going to Montreal, how many people were discarded of Chassidus Chabad because there was a youth like her parents, Moshe, and other Chassidim who served as a Tzug Mechayim. And our job basically is to hold on to the clunky. Just to hold on with a bit of faith the last few minutes. I'll just leave you with a story. Dr. Tversky from Pittsburgh told the story. There was a woman who was an alcoholic, a very high-powered businesswoman, but she enjoyed indulging in the bottle. Amongst other things, she also was a rabid fan of the New York Jets. And whenever they played in New York at Chase Stadium, she would never fail to miss the game. And if they played somewhere in Huslar, then she would watch it on the machine to call television. Delicious, right? One day she had a very important meeting, and she couldn't get to the gate, so she asked a neighbor to video it for her. So immediately after the meeting, she comes running home, and the neighbor gave her a copy of the video, and he said, by the way, the Jets won, Chais 48-35. So she put the video, she starts watching it, and by halftime, the Jets were losing to her. And so under normal circumstances, if her team was losing to Marsha, the game of for her, she'd be hitting the bottle, she'd be biting her fingernails, she'd be raining the refrigerator, she'd be having a nervous breakdown. But Hayois, the neighbor, told her that at the end of the day, your team is going to win. What's the other kind of, what's the word? And you think about the lesson that Rebbe told us what's going to be. And all we got to do in this last bitterness, Sayyid Akhir, is to hold on. In that school, that we live our lives preparing to see the Rebbe once again, we should focus on this phone and point to Hashem Nefesh Abogel. There won't be any kizyonis that people have in Munush. Point Hashem Nefesh Abogel. Vayeshu Kalachoyzim Boy. Vignatri Borach Ato Hashem. Mechai Hamesin. The Ebe shall help it out. It's Yatzvu Re'u. To see the Yeshua Hashem. In the Munna, this week's parsha has the psukim Yad and Munna with the Munna, which is doicha to see the Rebbe once again. That is what the Shia Bekeinu in the 30th of Nibu, Shalei Rebbe Amen.